Mission.
If you're hearing that music, you know that I'm mobile. It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I just got out of my car here at Harenhaven because it's a strangely warm day. Where did the warmth come from? I don't know. The sun, presumably. But it is kind of windy. I hope it's not too windy. I didn't think it was when I left my house, but geez. So anyway. Yeah, I had to come outside. Because I haven't, you know, been outside in a couple of days. And so we are walking around once again here at Harenhaven. I've already walked around the building. Walking along the dragonfly pond here. There's still a lot of duckweed in the dragonfly pond. Don't know what's going on there exactly. I think it got cold enough to freeze a couple nights ago. But, you know, Harenhaven is in a valley. None of these leaves look frostbit or anything, but some of the stuff in my house here looks sketchy. All right, I'm changing my glasses. Took out my sunglasses, and now I got on my normal glasses. Oh, all the leaves on the tall trees have fallen off. All the leaves on the medium trees are still green. So, go figure. Everything is a little bit breezy out here. I can hear garbage trucks picking up garbage in the residential neighborhoods that border Harenhaven. I don't know. Well, I was going to say I don't know what the temperature is, but I sort of do. It's, not quite 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's a big difference. Then yesterday, what was it yesterday, like 36 degrees Fahrenheit? Just a few degrees above freezing. And here we are at the cut. And as I look out there, guess who I see? I haven't even walked through yet. Oh my God, there's another one. We got two marmots. One's really close. One's just right off the edge of the cut, and the other one is way out there. So we got two mottis today. I wonder if we can get up a little bit closer to this mott right here. Two mottis. Oh, he sees me. He froze. Oh, now he's going back to eating. Nope, and he's starting to jog away. And he stopped, though. He's looking up. Yeah. These guys are being spooky. Spooky mutt, man, he's running off. I was backing away, even. Oh, what chickeny motts back there. Yay, so two motties. Two marmots, yay. Alright. So now we're going to go out to the boardwalk. And see if there's anything going on. Out there. And to get out there, we need to walk by the sub pond. What's going on in the sub pond? Well, there's a duck out there. All the duckweed right here is all gone. But there's more duckweed out there. I don't see any scratties. Just that one ducky, and he turned around and he swam over to hide. Is that a turtle on that log out there, a little one? Maybe. It is pretty sunny today. It's been overcast for the last couple days. So with the sun out, we might have some turtles sunning themselves on logs, trying to get warm. So let's walk out here to the boardwalk. Okay, oh, it's pretty sunny out here. Very bright. And there's people out at the end of the boardwalk. What are they looking at? Who knows? What's going on around here? I don't see any duckies. I don't see any scrats. And surprisingly, there's no turtles on the logs. Wait. Yeah, there's a frog on a log. So I'm turning around. I did not see any other dudes. I did not see any herons. I did not see any other ducks. Or geese. So we'll just have to go back into the forest today. Oh, and I gotta remember, yeah, there's some Europa League games on today. But I might be missing them because I'm gonna go out with my parents and my aunt to some kind of, what did they tell me it was? A craft fair or something? So we gotta go check that out. That'll be interesting. Alright, now let's head across the land bridge and look down into the billabong. Oh, yeah, there's some mallards down there. I see two pairs of mallards. Two males, two females. And they got their butts up in the air as they dive. As they literally duck into the water, foraging for whatever they're looking for. Doing some funny duck business. Alright. So, what's the count? We got two marmots. And we got one duck that I didn't recognize what it was, plus these four ducks. The double mallard pair. We're going to be able to see them really well from the blind. From the wall blind, which we are about to walk into. Into the wall blind we go. We ought to be able to see our mallards. They should be right up here. Yeah, oh, cool. I'm really close to them. As close as you can get. Which is about, 10 yards. Look at those duckies. They're having some ducky fun. Diving down. Oh, there they go. Both of them got their butts up in the air. Diving ducks. So entertaining. Nothing else going on back here in the back of the billabong. All the duckweed is gone. I don't see any scratty signs. And no other ducks. Just these mallardos. I like mallards. Mallards are fun. They look cool. They're easily identifiable. Walking around Frog Harbor here, geez, it's just full of leaves. Many a leaf. And now I'm walking down the walnut corridor, checking the trees above me to make sure no squirrels lie in wait. Because I know what they're thinking. They're thinking it's fun to drop walnuts on my head. I don't think that's very fun. See, there's one over there, but there's another one. Oh, I didn't even see that guy. They're tricky. They will not be threats today. Oh, no. You got to get up pretty early in the afternoon to get to me. See, I'm watching that guy. What's he doing? Uh-huh. That's suspicious. I'm glad I'm getting away from that guy. Alright, so once we come down here a little bit further, we'll be able to look into the turtle reproduction pond. A lot of the duckweed is gone in here too. And so are all the dudes. There's nobody hanging around back in here. This was full of mallards the other day, the last time we were out here. What was that? Somebody trying to drop stuff on me? No. Okay. Yeah, no action in the turtle reproduction pond. No ducks, no herons, no geese. I don't see any dudes. So let's head out to the big blind. As I walk past the vestigial wall and curse the people who put this up, I can't see out into the lake, but here we go, into the big blind. What do we got out here today? Well, we got one duck over by the new log, and one turtle on the new log. And I'm checking some of the heron perches over here, not seeing anything. But when I turn my head to the left, there is a lot of action in the delta. We got geese. There's, oh my god, I don't know. There's maybe a dozen or more geese, but there's tons of mallards. Mallards everywhere. Let's see, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. There's at least 30. Oh god, there's more over there. 40 mallards out here. And they're all hanging out in the duckweed with the geese. Geese and ducks hanging out together. And there's not a lot of duckweed over here. There's a little bit of duckweed between the Delta and Goose Island. But the rest of the water clear out is really open until you get over towards where the spring feeds in, and there's some duckweed way out there, but oh, the geese are swimming around and honking at something. And that turtle's got his neck stretched all the way out for maximum sun absorption. So we have one sunning turtle and a whole bunch of waterfowl hanging out over there. I'm also looking for herons. Not seeing any though. I don't know what herons do in the winter. I don't know if they hang around or if they fly south. I'm seeing some action out here at the end of this tree that's fallen into the water. There's a turtle poking around out there. He's poking his head above the surface every once in a while. Maybe he wants to get out on the log and sun himself too. That would be my guess. Yeah, so I don't know what the herons do. Maybe all the herons have flown south. Maybe they have just found a better place to hang out. I don't know. Yeah, there's turtles flipping around out here. What are you guys doing? They're just rolling around in the water. What else we got going on out here? Not much. I'm checking all the trees. I hear some weird bird call way out there. Sounds kind of like a hawk. Is there a hawk flying around? I don't see him. Quack, 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 quack. I can hear some quacking out there. Pretty quacky. Well, kind of a slow day in the blind. Just looking at geese and ducks that are just, you know, sitting around. Looking at a turtle. There's no more dudes. Alright, well, I don't know why I'm still standing here then. I'm gonna walk out the blind here. And maybe we should walk around. I can hear a duck quacking loudly, a mallard. Quack, quack, quack. That's the other thing I like about mallards. When they quack, it actually sounds like a quack. A lot of other ducks don't make very quacky sounds. They make little pwee pwee or fwit fwit sounds or little screeches, all kinds of strange noises. But I do like this quacky business. Quack, 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 quack. All right, so I'm walking through the loop path. The trail's all leafy. It's got walnuts on it. And it's fairly overgrown. I don't think anybody came through here to trim it back this summer. And so pretty much every step I'm pushing branches of bushes away with my shoulder. Here's the little spot where we find scarlet cup mushrooms, but there's no mushrooms here at this time of year. It's been too dry. I'm trying to look down into the ravine, but yeah, still too many leaves on all the little trees, so I can't really see down in there at all. Who knows what's down there? Could be some mantis. Could be some turkeys. Who knows? So let's continue on. Oh. Ow. I think I can hear the Irvington Fire Department's siren going off. We're not having a tornado, are we? Yeah, tornado testing day has already passed, so that siren better be for Irvington Fire Department. It's too nice of a day to have a tornado. Alright, so I'm at the top of the hill, looking around. I thought I saw something up there, but no, it's just the wind blowing some tall weeds around. I thought maybe there was a turkey or something up there. I don't know where the turkeys are at this time of year. Well, that's not entirely true. They're in the ravine. The continuation of the ravine. They're on the in the ravine above Manderson Street. So I'm walking down the hill, brushing aside leafy branches. See, this leafy branch still even has berries on it. Big red berries for somebody to eat. Here's some more, right at head level. Ooh, they look pretty yummy. Oh, here's a bunch more down here. Where's all the birdies eating the berries? Alright, I hear a grindy sound. There's my squirrel. There he is. There's a squirrel up there in the tree. He's out of range. He can't get me. Ugh. That's the one good thing. Squirrels can't throw. They can only drop. So if there's a little bit off the path, you're pretty safe. And here we are walking over the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I just saw some rings form. It looks like a turtle or a fish is breaking the surface of the water or something. Here's another berry bush, and it's full of berries. But that's going to be pretty yummy for some birds. We got lots of berries still here at Heron Haven for all the birdies to eat. And anyone else who likes berries. I know mottis do, and I have seen mots pull branches down so they can eat the yummy berries. Okay, squirrel above me. We're going to dodge, dodge, dodge. Okay, clear. Tactical squirrel movements. Gotta stay out of the bombing range of those squirrels. Yes, we do. All right, back to Frog Harbor. Nothing going on in Frog Harbor. Oh, and I just remembered. Guess what I saw on the TV schedule last night? The movie Debs. You know how much I love it. You know how much I talk about it. The movie Debs came on at 3 or 3:30 a.m. And it was on a weird channel. But I decided to go to bed instead of stay up and watch it. It started at 3 and I was already tired at 2:30. I'm back in the wall blind. And my two pairs of mallards are now on the logs, standing there with their orange feet. They're all preening the feathers on their backs after a fun session of diving for food. So that's nice. Let's turn around and walk out of here. Yeah, so I was trying to get ready for bed at about 2:30 a.m. And I noticed that the movie was going to come on at 3 a.m. So I wouldn't get over until 5 a.m. And it was, at least, I didn't actually check. And it was on a channel that plays commercials. And so, it could have even been longer. But I didn't feel like staying up. And I was sick of commercials by that time last night. And I didn't want to hear any more pitches. I didn't want to hear anybody try to sell me anything. So I went to bed at 2:30. All right, so back across the land bridge we go. It's kind of windy in here. And now I can see back through the cut. There's still one marmot out there, the far marmot. He's out there marmoting around. I wonder where the other one is. The other one's probably like in front of the beehives along the edge of the forest, because that's where he ran to when he chickened out on me. So I'm walking through the cut. I'm kind of sneaking up on these guys. That one that's out there, he hasn't even seen me yet. He's not paying attention. He's having too much fun rooting around for food. All right, as I come out here a little bit, I'm looking down the property line. I don't see our other mutt. Where's our other mutty? Still hiding. He's chicken mutt. And that other guy, he's out there. He hasn't even looked up. He's so engrossed in eating, he's not paying attention to his surroundings. He's just walking around. Do-do-do-do-do. Eating grass or something. That's a good mati. He's having some mati fun times. Our other mati ran into his den, and I'm pretty sure I know what den he's in. There's one right down there on the other side of the beehives. That's probably going to be a good overwintering den. I'll remember that in case I come out here in the winter. We can go out there and see mati tracks. I do like to come out during the winter on nice enough days where I can go out onto the ice. And that usually happens sometime in January. We end up having at least 30 or 40 days of below freezing weather. All the water freezes up. And then you end up having a nice 45 degree sunny day. And that's a good day to go out onto the ice. Although there is surface water. Sometimes when you go out, you're going to get feet wet. Just because sun plus ice equals water. But that's okay. Kind of excited to go out onto the ice, although it's going to be a while. I love to walk around in here in the winter on the ice, because you get to go to all the places that you couldn't possibly go before. Because there's no, there aren't tons of trails in Herrenhaven. There's really only one. So, there's lots of hidden spots. And you can't get to them unless the water's frozen and you're walking around on the ice. And that's always exciting and fun. Alright, I am walking out of the forest. There's a bunch of birds flying around. There's a squirrel at the base of that tree. Hey, there's a blue jay over there by those puffballs. Yeah, alright. I do like puffballs. Blue jays are sort of annoying. But hey, what are you gonna do? Nothing going on in the dragonfly pond. Just some birds flying around in it. Or above it, I should say. There's a lot of leaves in the mati holes near the shed, so we know there's no matis under the shed. Look at all those leaves. And as I make my way around the building here, the wind kind of picks up. And all the cars are gone except mine. So, I'm walking by the bushes in front of the building, looking for mantises and stuff. And I don't immediately see any. All these plants are pretty frostbit. All the leaves are wilted. I don't immediately see any manti, any mantises. So I'm gonna get into the car here. Oh, yummy. I just remembered the tacos I ate yesterday. Oh, they were so good. I was out with my parents and my aunt. We were down in South Omaha. If you heard yesterday's show, you know all about it. But I had yummy tacos from this great restaurant. And now I'm thinking about those yummy tacos. What am I going to eat today? I do not know. Guess we'll find out. Yes, and if you didn't hear yesterday's show, you might want to listen to it just because while I was out yesterday, we stopped in a thrift store and I picked up a couple of boxes. And when I got home, I unboxed them for the on the show. So you can listen to what I found at the thrift store. And it's very Tobe stuff. And it's amazing what a great deal I got. Or actually, the deal my dad got, because I think he's paid for it. I didn't. I don't got no monies. Oh, and that reminds me of something else I got to do. I don't know if I'm going to be able to work that in today. I gotta call the pharmaceutical company and see if I can get some more of my enzymes, the Creon. That'll be fun. I gotta look up their phone number. That's not gonna be a fun time. That's not gonna be an exciting and fun adventure. That's gonna be some boring bureaucracy and blah blah. My nose is starting to run. My sinuses are starting to get a little bit wonky. I've been wonky all day, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go home and do some stuff and then go out and blah, blah, blah. So tune in tomorrow, see what other weirdness we get up to. Maybe we'll play with some of the things I got from the thrift store. I don't know. But I'm out of here, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.